A story now about the persistence of ethnic tensions. In Kosovo, ethnic tensions flared into war back in 1998 when Kosovo Albanians fought a bitter campaign against Serbian forces. It ended about a year later when NATO airstrikes drove the army of Slobodan Milosevic out of Kosovo and international peacekeepers went in. In 2008, Kosovo declared its independence from Serbia, something Serbia has never recognized, and neither have the Serbs living in northern parts of Kosovo. The divisions are especially stark in the split city of Mitrovica, where Serbs live on one side of the river and Albanians on the other. But reporters Valerie Plesch and Veronika Zaragovia found a place where Serbs and Albanians do mix. Valerie starts our story.
Suleiman Naziri has a policy in his supermarket: no Serbian products allowed. He proudly points out products made in Kosovo. His store is in Ferizaj, a city in southern Kosovo that's mostly Albanian. The war in Kosovo happened nearly 20 years ago, but it's still fresh in Naziri's mind. He says during the conflict, thousands of Albanian women were raped by Serbian soldiers.
Ushtria dhe policia serbe ka masakrue me qindra e mija shqiptar.
People were massacred, kids were poisoned. And he cannot bear the thought to have a Serbian product on his table.
It's not just about the war, though. Naziri says if Kosovo doesn't put its own products on the shelves, this struggling young economy will never advance.
On the other side of the country, about 50 miles away, Filip Markovic co-owns a restaurant. He's a Kosovo Serb. And when he's making purchases?
Honestly, I prefer to buy Serbian products. From the business standpoint, it's always like quality and price.
But he does make exceptions now and then.
If something is made in Albania and it's good quality, then I have no other choice than to buy it.
Like most Serbs here, Markovic doesn't recognize Kosovo's independence from Serbia.
Is it like stolen from us? We still like the secession was illegal. We were never asked about the secession. It was completely one-sided. And you will be really hard-pressed to find a Serb who recognizes Kosovo independence.
Markovic's restaurant is in Mitrovica, the city that split between Serbs in the north and Albanians in the south. On the northern side, people speak Serbian and they use Serbian money, the dinar. Just across the Ibar River is South Mitrovica, where the population speaks Albanian and uses the euro.
And one of the first things you see when you cross over the bridge is the ETC supermarket, Kosovo's version of Costco. Albania and Kosovo flags hang on the walls and Albanian pop songs play overhead. And yet, this is one of the few places in Kosovo where Serbs and Albanians come together. Not to socialize, just to shop. Safet Samani is an Albanian shopper, though he speaks Serbian. Most Albanians over the age of 40 speak Serbian too. Salmani says the only opportunity to meet again are these big supermarkets.
Another shopper, Milica Andrić, agrees. She comes from North Mitrovica, the Serbian side.
The point is that they can learn here, both Serbs and Albanians, that we can shop next to each other and like not fight, which is an improvement for our communities.
She explains to us that most Serbs and Albanians still don't mix outside this store, but at least
they can still coexist in the same aisle.
She says it's ironic that NGOs have put so much into peace building here, but it's happening in a small way in this supermarket.
This contact here is not driven by the outsiders, not driven by the money, but basically driven by people's needs and consumers actually need. It's not no longer just Serbs or Albanians, it's just that they're consumers.
But after the Serb customers go through the checkout, they don't linger. They take their groceries, get into taxis, and make the trip back over the bridge. For The World, I'm Veronika Zaragovia.
And I'm Valerie Plesch, Mitrovica, Kosovo.